Well, good Saturday morning, everybody. I didn't know if I was going to be able to do a podcast or not. How are you all doing? This is CA, on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network here at Face Studio 2 at my home base studio here in Fort Worth, Texas. I am still battling what is called a sinus infection. I want to thank each and every one of you guys. Y'all been praying for my mom. I had to take some time off because my mom had caught pneumonia. I went up to the hospital, I wore a mask, I did everything. That West Texas dust came in, settled in my lungs, which gave me a sinus infection. So I'm on this Z-Pack, and I really didn't know if I was going to be able to get a Billy Graham off today, but I'm doing it just because I love each and every one of you. And I want you guys to like my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button. Also, follow me. Be my friend, C.A. Hall, C, capital C, period, little A, period, and then capital H-A-L-L. I'm a public figure. You can't miss me with the cowboy hat on. you guys follow me. Be my friend. I'd love to have the more the merrier. Now, we do screen those for, you know, scammers and stuff. Okay. But also, back to my other Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. When you get on there, I want you to, again, like me. We got what's called Text a Prayer. Click on station information. You'll find our prayer line there. Copy it, paste it, put it on your phone, put it on your contacts. Send me a text on your prayer request. Even if I'm under the weather, I can still pray for you. Me and my prayer team, we're here to love and serve. We love each and every one of you. Working on 4 years in radio ministry, 4 years on iHeartRadio, PTL, praise the Lord. Okay, or if you got praise reports or anything. Also, email me the old-fashioned way, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. I know my voice is sounding kind of whacked out today. But when I get some of the music going, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going to be happening. Also, let me add in addition to this, that you can also, guys, message me on Facebook Messenger on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Follow me on Instagram, CA Hall, FTW, 0605. We're on Twitter, at Mornings Brew. Took off TikTok. We're not on TikTok no more. I just don't want to do that. TikTok or... what's that other one? Let me think. Got a mind freeze here. Somebody help me out here in the studio. What is that other one? Snapchat. There we go. Okay. So here I am at the home base studio in Fort Worth, Texas. Another cold day. It's like the stock market. Hot 1 minute and cold the next. So anyway, that's what we got going on. Also, I got a Billy Graham coming up. We're going to go back to 1977. You got it. Guess where we're at? Cincinnati, Ohio. We're going to date you back into a flashback where you feel like you're in Cincinnati, Ohio at his crusade entitled The Prodigal Son. You don't want to miss that, okay? And got one more song coming up. No Christian comedy today. All right. That's what we got going on. So stand by. We got another song coming up. We'll get you taken care of. The CA again on iHeartRadio. Stand by. We got a great song coming up. Then Billy Graham, special Saturday, The Prodigal Son.
Testify.
Amen. Now, we had to play that before we get ready to kick off Billy Graham, a special edition of Billy Graham Saturday, which is normally Billy Graham Fridays, but yours truly has been under the weather. I still am. I ask for your continual prayer. And thank you for your continual prayer for my mom, too, as well. There's others that are sick. All right, let's date it back. 1977, Cincinnati, Ohio. You're at the revival. You're sitting there, and you're ready to get blessed. Here we go, the prodigal son.
Now, the 15th chapter of Luke, the 15th chapter of Luke's gospel. I'm going to tell you the stories rather than read them to you because they're rather long. But here we have a story. We have three stories that Jesus told. They're the stories of three lost things or people. And they're parables. Jesus was teaching a spiritual lesson by telling a story. And one of them was about some lost sheep. Now, if you know anything about sheep, you know that sheep are very, very foolish. Some people say they're stupid. Well, I'm not so sure about that. One of them was smart enough to butt me down the mountain and broke my left leg one time. But the sheep can get out of a pasture very quick because they just follow their nose, going along eating one tuft of grass after another, and they don't look around, and they don't know their way back to the place that they came from. So sheep are easily lost. Now here was a shepherd that had 100 sheep, and one of his sheep got lost, went astray. Now 99 of them were safe. You'd think he'd be satisfied, but he wasn't. And this is a picture of God. God saying, he might have been talking about the angels, I don't know. Or he might have been talking about us, I don't know. But 99 were saved, but there was one lost. He might have been talking about planets. A lot of motion pictures being made about planets today. The Star Wars and all the rest. Maybe 99 planets were saved, but this was the only lost one. Was this earth? Whatever is meant, it's meant to teach this one thing, that an individual is important to God, that you are important. Man, woman, boy, or girl, you are important to God, so much so that he leaves the 99 and he goes out to try to find the one lost sheep. And there's a lost sheep here tonight. Psychologically lost, but primarily spiritually lost. You're separated from God. You may be a member of the church. You might have been baptized. But you haven't come into a real experience with Jesus Christ. And you're spiritually lost, away from God, like a lost sheep. Well, I want to tell you, the shepherd is searching for you. That's what that first story is about. The second one is about a woman that lost a coin. She had 10 coins. And these were probably the 10 coins that she saved up for her wedding. And to lose one of those silver coins was a terrible thing, and she lost it out of carelessness. Now, the sheep was stupid, but she was careless. And many of you can become very careless with your relationship with God. Careless with your eternal soul. Careless about spiritual things. Careless about heaven and hell and eternity. You don't give it much thought. Your time is taken up with the materialism of this world. You know far more about the television programs than you do scripture verses. Your conversation is filled with the things of this world with very little spiritual content at all. You're very careless. Your body is going to go to the grave, but the real you is going to live on forever and ever and ever. And then the third story that I want to dwell on a moment is the story of a lost son. And this boy is lost because he willed to be lost. He made his own choice and his own decision. He wasn't stupid and he wasn't careless. He knew what he was doing. Did you know that in New York City that there are over 2,000 runaways from the rest of America that come to New York every single month? Did you know that most are between the ages of 13 and 17 and they become easy prey to all the people that would like to exploit them? And every man, in a sense, and every woman is really a prodigal son. The Bible is filled with stories of runaways, people who are running away from God. Adam was a runaway. No city in which to flee. So he ran to the trees and got some fig leaves to cover him so that God wouldn't see his sin and his nakedness. Jonah was a runaway. He ran away from God, the will of God. And how many of you tonight are actually running away from God? This young man lived in a beautiful home. There was a great deal of love in the home, and there was a great deal of discipline in the home. A great deal of faith in God in the home. They lived out in the country, and the air was clean. It was marvelous. But he decided that it was too boring back there on the farm. And so, as was his right, he went to his father one day and he said, "Dad," he said, "I'd like to make it on my own. I'm the youngest son, and according to our law, a third of everything that you have belongs to me at a certain age," and that was true. And I imagine that the father counseled him and said, "Son, I beg you not to do this. You'll destroy your life. You're making a decision, a lifetime decision. And you're going to throw your life away." The boy said, "No, Dad, I've made up my mind. I'm leaving this environment. I'm going to go to Alexandria or Rome or one of the great cities I've heard about where there are bright lights and where there are beautiful girls and all the rest. And I'm going to enjoy it for a while and then I'll invest my money." And he said, I'll come back one of these days and I'll be a very wealthy man in my own right. I won't have to depend on you." So very sadly, with tears in his eyes, the father bade him goodbye. And he went off to the big city. Now, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be independent at a certain age. Parents have a rough time trying to decide just how much to let go of their children. The scripture says, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." But what was the reason this young man wanted to leave? Not to get married, not to rear a family. His was to please himself. He wanted the pleasures of this world. I saw a motion picture on a marquee in Times Square some time ago that was just simply one word: unsatisfied. That's the cry of our world tonight. Unsatisfied. Only Christ can meet that need in your life. So he headed towards some big city. And when he got there, he found everything he wanted. Boy, he was bug-eyed. He had never seen such a town, and he decided to live it up. But this young fellow, for the first few months, seemed to be satisfied, because the Bible says there's pleasure in sin for a season, for a short time. And it seems that you've got everything you want, but then something happens. The boredom sets in, the guilt sets in, the restlessness sets in. You have to have more and more kicks to satisfy yourself. The Bible says fools make a mock of sin. The Bible says be sure your sin will find you out. And then the Bible has this interesting statement: sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. Sin is paying its wages. He fed the swine. He walked out from under the discipline of his father right into the arms of the devil and became the slave of sin. You can't be neutral. You're either a servant of Christ or you're a servant of sin. And you have to make the choice whose slave, whose servant you're going to be. Because you're going to be either the servant of God or you're going to be the servant of the world and the flesh and the devil. And so one day he was sitting there waiting to feed the pigs, and he began to think for the first time. Somehow his warped brain began to work. And that's a marvelous thing when a fellow stops to think. To think about himself, to think about his condition, to think about his life. He was discouraged, despondent. He'd given up. He'd thought about suicide. He thought about going back to his father, but he said, I know my father will never receive me. And then the Bible says a very wonderful thing. Jesus says a very wonderful thing about him. Jesus says he came to himself. It's a wonderful thing when you come to yourself. When you realize that you're on the wrong road and you need to change directions, change roads, change highways, change attitudes. Then there came recognition. He said, I've sinned against heaven. He didn't say, I've sinned against my father right then. He said, I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned against God. And that's where you've got to put the finger right there. That's the trouble. That's the disease. I've sinned against God, and I'm separated from God. Now, I've got to get back to God. I've got to be reconciled with God. But how? And he got up, brushed off his clothes, and he started staggering down the road toward back to the farm. And he made his way back toward the farm, back to the country. The fresh air felt strange to his lungs. We don't know how long he'd been away from home. A number of years, I suppose. How would his father greet him? Would his father send the servants to throw him off the farm? What would happen? Well, let's go back to the farm. The father, who in this case is a picture of God, every morning and every afternoon, he would go out and sit on the front porch and look down the road to see if he could see his son. He loved him. He longed for him to return. And one afternoon, he was watching and he saw a terrible wretch of a man staggering down the road. And he said to himself, that looks like my son, but it couldn't be. But there's some things about him that do look like him. And he got up off the porch and he walked down the path, and then he walked out into the little dirt road, and then he said, that is my son. My son that was lost is found. And he put his arms around him. He yelled for the servants to come running. He said, put a ring on him. Put the royal robe, or put the purple robe around him. My son that was lost is found. And the tears of the two mingled together, the son and the father. As the father welcomed his son home, the robe signified honor. The ring signified the return of authority of a son, not a servant. Because the boy said, I just want to be your servant. I don't want to be your son, Dad. I know I've thrown away everything. Please, oh, please forgive me. Just let me come and be a servant in the home. The father said, nothing doing. You're my son. Everything signified that he had been more than restored to full fellowship with the Father. And everything on that ranch or that farm was his. And it says that they began to rejoice. And one of the things in all three stories is that when one sinner repents, the angels of heaven rejoice. When one sinner repents, the angels of heaven rejoice. And they do. But there's a tragedy in this story. Because there was another brother who was also a prodigal. He stayed home. He worked hard. He was loyal to his father. But inside he was filled with covetousness and jealousy and bitterness and hatred. So when he came in from the fields, he said, why all this rejoicing? And one of the servants said, your younger brother has returned home, and your father's giving a feast for him. And the elder brother became very bitter. He said, "Lo, all these years I've served. I've been faithful and loyal to my father. And now he gives that dirty dog of a brother of mine a feast when he returns." You see, you can be in the church and have a wrong attitude, have a wrong heart. So God is speaking through this little story. The Lord Jesus is speaking through this little story to both you that are outside and you that are inside. And you both need to repent and you both need to come home. I'm asking you tonight to come home. Come to the cross where the blood of Christ was shed for you.
Amen. There we go. The Prodigal Son. Exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Hey, you know what? Maybe there's somebody in your family. Maybe you do have a son or daughter that is a prodigal and they have distanced away from you. Prayer changes everything. Just like in the story that Billy Graham had shared back in his 1977 crusade, there is hope. Maybe you're like, "See, yeah, you don't understand." Oh yeah, I've been there. Just like that John Redrick song, maybe you need to go back and hear that. John Redrick and Matt Meyer. God, turn it around. Where's your faith? You may have this afternoon, this morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you hear this podcast. Maybe you got faith as small as a mustard seed. Let me tell you, that's all it takes. But you know what? My faith's bigger than a mustard seed. I put all of my faith, hope, and trust in the Lord. You know, even when you're praying and you're thinking, "Well, God ain't ever going to hear my prayers." Let me tell you something right now. He will. He does hear your prayers, guys. He does hear your prayers. I don't know when it's going to be answered, but He hears. You keep believing. You keep working on it. You keep praying for your prodigal son or daughter. He will turn it around. So let's lead off in a closing prayer. If we can help you, text me a prayer or text me anything you need to. The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Go to my Facebook page. Click on station information. Copy it. Put it on contacts. Give me your prayer request. Maybe you have a son or daughter that needs prayer. Or maybe you want to know about Jesus Christ. Give me your name and your phone number and I'll tell you all about the great news about Jesus Christ. We've got prayer partners all around. Or Facebook message me, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Love to be my friend, C.A. Hall. Feel free. More the merrier. Okay? We're reachable everywhere for you guys. We are here. We want to love and serve. Thank you for praying for me and my mom as she recovers and as I try to recover with my throat. So let's lead off in a closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over, God, and protect us. Let us have a great Saturday. And the ones that are the prodigals out there, we know you got them, our sons, our daughters, family members. We know you got them in the palm of your hands. And as that John Redrick song, we know, God, that you're going to turn it around because you do turn things around. We don't know when, but all of our faith and all of our hope and all of our trust is in you. We love you so, 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 so much. Oh, God, just can't even imagine a world without you. And we don't even have to worry because you hold tomorrow. So I just pray for the discouraged parents out there. I know you got them. And we thank you, God. Keep us healthy and strong, even the ones that are sick. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people in 110% total agreement says amen. All right, guys, this is CA. Going to saddle up, go down the hall here at Faith Studio 2, my home base studio, as I recover. Y'all have a great day. Talk again soon. Bye for now.